What is your name?
Anfisa Shapsnikov Asartiko.
Where are you from?
Atrakuan Arartiko.
How long have you lived there?
Sitchin Nungsluskokan, Mamma Malin, Unlaska Mother Tinguyasin.
What did you just tell me?
I went to that when I was 6 years old. Mother took me to Unlaska.
Where did you live before that?
Natka. I was born in Natka.
How long ago were you born?
1900.
Who did you learn most of the stories that you know from?
Yeah, right in Unalaska there have been some people that have traveled. And Unalaska is the head of the Aleutian Islands. And people from all over came and met with our chief. And a long time ago there used to be, as I was married to a clergyman way after the services, they'd have tea and serve lunch, and the old people would come and sit and they would talk and remembering their stories back. And that was the tradition of the Aleut, that got together and told stories to the young generation. And a lot of the stories that I remember are from the people of a long time ago, and the chief that was there for 45 years.
What was the chief's name?
Alexei Yashvinov.
Do people still gather together and tell old stories?
Not after the war. That's the war has, the Second World War has destroyed many things that Aleuts don't have their cultures or even their language now in Alaska. People themselves are not there, just people from all over. And I can't see that they're trying to make good. It seems that it's more harder for an Aleut not knowing the modern way of living, it would be hard. The old Aleuts wouldn't be able to live in Unalaska at the present time now.
What is the first story that you're going to tell us about?
This is a story that's been told by a blind man that I've known in my childhood days. That he was just a plain storyteller. He was unable to work. And there was a mission there, the Jesse Holman. They took him up there twice a week, and he told stories, as well as in the community there. And our chief, Alexei Yashvinov, went and interpreted for the their children in Jesse Hope. And so I just grew up with these stories and be able to know them. But now when I took them, because now and then I forget something that I didn't want to do. I just wanted to start now. Unangum unni kangin ihtaqi mayilga kuqqan mali boya tingi kutignari kuqqan. I mean, unni kam boya tindu sasangan arnang. Iqhiq. I mean, another with some saga, Elan or Aka, Cedar Slovyov, Tunus Sasakan, Alexei Shvinov, Piri Vivaka Artako. Ugo Diga, another with some saga, Elan, Tanarin Artako, Maligaman Asaga, Simluda, Ikareli. Ikam nagan agali akadagim tina ishatil mayak sigako. Amaya ishalig angalil akun umanagim akayu nukun. Maligan algan aksig angalil akadamchi ikhangin chi usilik alugachin usilik aqadamtin chi lugun tkichin aykhatikun tanamchin adan uyanagan ilan slam anguna tkin agulik qakchikayo angalik kuliga mayako amako asagadudu aykhanakik alagumil magnilgan agichin ilan tkidik tutako tagatide ukkortalak ama matalik aykhanan agan alagumil ma angunagan kuchingin agamiksik amaag nistali angalili amaksik alig akunami tatam tkidik nunak aku kami aman ulogidak asagam ikha tunuktak tutali kami akalinak wan allahum angunagan ilan akuktin waya tagam masigi sakinan ilan ittikun aqalilakar aagan ting aqattalik ting anragiissanorul tkinan malik tkin sismil kay tkin adugaarsadukal kaqin aagan ting annuktalik agachida tingaqat kortin ama qilam ilan iskaminilan artilig artagali kortinan tingnortalig tingmukkuli kayugtin quyum nartagali kortinan tingaqqiartalakun anrarinartin aman ixtalig aqadam tkinama mattikoran amay inaqam ashqasin mayutun Igim tunuqta kome tuttana. Tkin ega talagada. Agan uan allaga mislmagun ilan tanak imen akku gasadu kukukigan malik. Agan tanam ilan tinga gitalik akku tkinan amayu. Tkin kuyumin mayulik ting nuqtalik. Ting ukkulig aqadagumin tkin kuyulik qilam aqsik amin tshamin uqnaasaa nung adgaasadalik anagagik uqtinaan malik amay amin ishqaasin amin ixtaqadalik akuwaan amay tataam allagumil magin illingin agalimay il agis amin asagaan ukuqtaqadagutukham taga amay ingan kuchgun ilmagun kuchgagan amay aman asagan ixtalga agakun amay tunu tutaqadalik tkinama matiko agib amay aman ilman kuchgingin aktalik taagin agmiksiga amay aman tannaan ulik tannaq adhugasak pramasagak ilan aman qila umlalig aqtiliga kums slam iksaqtalig ulaqtakuwaan ulugoyax amayu asagaan ilgaqtaagun tkin aykhatinaq aman iqqaam ilan aykhaliga mamattalikum amayu allagukugun annarim annikaa ukkortalik aman asagaam iqaa ahtakua nuktaasaligumay aaglikum aman yaagam illagun imtuksaahtakua ukkortalik amay amamattaligiman aykhalig allikum amay aman asagaam iqaa asliktil ukkulgaada nuyako nukkuu amay utmikigim siksaqtaqtaq uqqortakun ama kay aman siimluq asagaam ulluu asqaqtaadaagan inkliliqtaku ukkulik aman aykhaasiq qangun sinigingin agalagan aqtana amayama kunqan kun ilingin iguli aqdama mitana mana kuqasili ana ina qam kaiga min iqan akuqasili sayuli aqalin tana kuqan aqdagim amin iqamilan amin asagan unigagisitikin kumsili amaya adhunasil tana kuqan ulu aqanak aqdagim amin aqasi Dagan al-Adhanisiyu siga qadagim amin simlim iqa anikasa kanang ngan masiga qadagim tatam amin asagam ulu nagan aqsga amay Adhanisikin qisit gham agan matakneen amin allaguq iqyamila na kaagaliga allagaari mas atuarsik qisaskan kay unregisitga gaan amin atchiskan akkaan maliga amin qisatingin na maan iqyagan dagan atchiskan matakinin takalagaari gil masik amma kay allagum ismagni ilan aglikum kimlagaqta aqdagi mamay aalaga dakin annikalgikan kimusaqni nulungan masiga aqdagi mamay in aqam qiyam ilan angali mamay amna sagam iqya awaksiga amtanqs sagimaqngan nusana alik akumamay akku Chalas nam ilan aman asagam ayaga inakam aman lan agi telik amay tin amchi goron tin nukuru kurtana. Maliga may tanaga kuwasil iqyan yun akurasiga qadam bigim aman umnin aman asagam la suqadagim amay Allahum achidan adhan naqasilig amay Allahum ila iqluq chkhilig ngan tunuqtilig amin adhagan ulu gun iqyam il nasqaqtilig anna ngan uqoqta chkhika. Amagun tintay uqsilig tin angun nasig agumin achasin uqoqtilig tanakugun aqtagalikuk amay awan nasugan angalaga qalig kayik tin quyurimin kadan Suganil ukulik and Raisamin are nothing. Way ingakun adan ingakun malik alakaran mal aishasi, ten the man a court guy you look. A may amen langan to nortel the kadakuma may kidelig and nama than uyena. A na nga nusakan a kadagim, a magan and rarelig aligakum, latitay or silgagum. Matakni namin iqam ngan ukusaringin ngan iqtali amin qilam am angalimikuran ilatin kuyurgim kadhan amin iqan in iqam tin li the talikay adakigim allagukugunigim asaringin matali agisakta wan ugi ingakun matal anragin gulug ahtakum malik wiyuwakun aslingin agakum Gani stukun amayaku, amay qidhalik tinayuk tilik amayakum. Ingakun gani iqtaka, aang iqtanatikin tutukuk maliwan lang ingakun matalik maaqtaq agidhukukukin. Maligaman asagam ulu iqagan ilan iguliga qadam amay tanasik. Tanasig aqadagi mamay inaqam ulam adhanu yaqadam amanasagam gan tanadasinatin angun gan igim tuyo nisana. It's a really nice story.
What's the story about?
It's a story about two cousins that went and had a skin boat. They had a boat and it gives a suggestion of how to take care how a boy should learn to take care of the boat.
So was this told to young children as a lesson?
Pardon?
Was this told to young children to teach them?
Yeah, this is a story that tells the young men, folks of the old Elliot way of taking care of their boat. And these are two cousins that were out in the boat, and this story considers how they and what happened to them. One came ashore and one didn't. They were both in separate places. This is a story of two cousins that had lived in a long time ago in a town named Sagimach. That's a point. And they decided to go out in their skin boats. Both had a separate. And they went out into Unimak Pass, and it was killing seals all day long. They had quite a heavy load, and they went homeward on their homeway trip when a storm came up, and it became dark. But through the night they went through the waves. Every now and then they would hear one another but could not see of the darkness. Then the waves separated them, and every now and then through the waves they would come back and see one another. Then it happened that they came and got together again once more. Then the older cousin went and heard his cousin's boat speak to his master. You are in danger now, and I will not be able to escape with you and safe to the land. Because when I was on land away, you never knew me. You never took care of me. At night, before you go to bed, you didn't come to see how I was, or in getting up first thing in the morning, you never came to see if I was okay for you to use me. But you laid in bed, and only time when you was ready to use me. When that was spoken away, then the older cousin went and was paddling in his boat. All of a sudden he heard his boat talk to him. So he anxiously went and listened, and it said, "Don't be scared because of the waves and the big surf. I will be able to take you ashore. Because you took good care of me being on land, you've seen me before you went to bed, and first thing in the morning you got out of your bed and seen how I was and took good care of me as well as using." So they separated through the waves, and they did not see one another but traveled all day. He went and yelled every now and then, but did not hear his cousins anymore after that. So he went and traveled until he got to reach the land settlement where he was at and came ashore alone. The next morning, when the weather was good way, he prepared himself to go out and look for his cousin. He went out searching all morning, and then partly of the day he went and saw something in the bay. So he went to it thinking it was seaweed. But it was only a piece of wood. Then he went along looking for his cousin's boat, and finally he spotted the skin boat among kelps. And so he went closer to it to see if he could recognize, and he recognized his cousin's body dead hanging out of the boat. So he went to it alongside of it and took the boat out of the kelps and put a line on it and towed it ashore. After he landed on the shore, he went and pulled his own up, and then he went to his cousin's boat and pulled his body out of his boat. Then he seen that it had been broken. So he went and left his cousin's body on the beach there as he was mending his boat. And he mended it and got the split hatch all up and fixed the tore of the skin and where it could be able to stay up and carry his cousin's body back in. So he took and put his cousin's body back in the hatch of the Bidarki, and he tied him up and tied the skins over him so that there won't be any water to go in and sink the boat. He tied him underneath of his arms real tight so the water wouldn't get in, and on the lower part of the hatch to the boat. Then he went and attached two floats at the time they went and used seal stomachs, blowed them up and used them as floats. They put two of those on each side of the boat. Then he went and tied a string to his cousin's boat and onto his. Then he towed his cousin's body back to the village. And when he landed, then his cousin's wife and her son was on shore there waiting for them to see what had happened. And when he came ashore, while the boy came to him and he took him by the hand and took him down to where his father's dead body was and waded into the water with him and told him, "You see how your father's boat got broken up and your father didn't get to come ashore. And this is the reason why. If you should grow up to be a man, why you have a boat of your own, you want to take care of it as good on land as you would it helping you on sea. And this is what your father didn't do, and that is why his boat didn't bring him ashore safe." As saying that, the boy went and returned to his mother crying. And then after that, when her son got to her wife, he took a look at him and then his dead body of his husband. Looked at her husband's dead body, and then he went and told the man that he would live to see and teach her son to go and take a well care of his boat and not be like his father did, so that if he would ever grow up to be a man and go out, she would like to see him take good care of his boat so that he will be able to go out and come back safe. So after this was all over with, she cried for a while, but then they prepared the body and buried it. Her and the cousin of her husband felt real bad, and they went home after the burial.
Are there any stories that teach women, teach young girls about the way they should act when they grow up to be women?
It's very few of them, because through like in, they say in Japan, why they don't have much of the girls as they would prefer boys. And I think that was the same thing about in the Aleutian, because they didn't have very much to say or do about the girls, but they learned them how to take care of sewing and the boys, their uncles went in and had more to do and say with them than like the girls would be their godmother instead of their mother, and they would be learning, like my mother was a good basket weaver at two, but I never learned to weave baskets from my mother. My aunt learned me when I was in school, and so that was just the way the Aleuts were, I guess, that they had their children to obey elders, so they never went and learned us to have our own way, but we were supposed to do as we were told, and what we could do was learned to us and showed us in early days of our life. Yeah, we didn't have any parties or shows or things like that to go out to, and so time was real cold, close, and all my people were like that until the World War. We lived like one family, had chief to go and be with us, and he would meet with his people, and if there was something that they wanted, why then they'd come up to him like they would a children to a father or that. And he would be the man that would prepare, and he would be the man to marry the generation on down. And both times that I was married by, that was how I got married, through the chiefs. Yeah. If there was another chief from another village who wanted to have a man get married, why then they would write to another chief, usually the head chief of the whole islands, and that would be our town, I mean, in Alaska. And then the chief would go around and know which young women or what woman was able to get married. Then they would write back and forth, and they would bring that man that wants to marry, and they would marry the girl. But all that time, well, then they would show her mother or her aunt, godmother would show her how to live, like sewing skins and preparing food and going out and getting lots of other things that the elders live on. They learn them all that at a time.
When people got married, was there any kind of ceremony?
Yes, there was a ceremony. They went and got together like the Eskimos have potlucks. Well, the ceremonies were like that, and through the Aleutian Islands, the two families got together and made big parties and dances and singing.
How many days did that last?
About 3 days.
Did you do that when you got married?
No, I got married with my children's father. He lost, that was after the big epidemic of the flu. He lost his father and I lost my mother. And that was the only ones we had together. And then we were not quite settled, and there was 156 people lost there, and we didn't have any way of. And besides, we didn't like parties and things. And so after getting married and stayed a day, then we went out to a camp. But we didn't have any party. They had a dance all night. Outside of that, they didn't have anything else. The second time I got married, then we did have a celebration a little bit. But he was married before, and I was married before. And the chief went and married had him marry me to save my children, because they were going to take my children for nuns' part, and the chief didn't want that to happen, and so he asked his aunt. He wanted to get married too, because he had a child from his first marriage. So I lived with him.
What was your second husband's name?
Sergei Shapsnikov.
What was your first husband's name?
Mike Turikov. He was a clergyman in the church there. And so it makes it funny. People that don't know me, my children go by Turikov. They still carry the father's. And then I have one foster son of my second marriage, and he's the only one that carries Shapsnikov.